The girls and boys of Northwest Indiana will take on some of the best from Indianapolis in the Circle of Men Basketball All-Star Game Saturday at Calumet High School. Two of the young ladies who will take part in the game will join us today on Lakeshore Sports 219. First, let's hear from Shanatane Butler of Hammond Morton.
How proud are you of your senior year?
I'm very proud of how I did my senior year, how my team played. It was a lot. We had a lot of seniors, so I think my senior class showed up.
What was the high point of the season for you?
Playing EC. Even though we lost by four, I had a game high 39 points, so I felt like I really played my heart out that game. So.
Okay, for all of us people that think we're basketball players, but we really aren't, how does it feel to score 39 points in a game?
It feels good, but it wasn't enough to win. That's the downfall. But other than that, it was a pretty good feeling.
Okay, let's talk about the All-Star game and how excited you are about playing in it.
I'm excited to play in it with girls from different schools, you know, because we always played against them, so it'll be good to play with them once.
Next up is Hammond High's Ariel Watts, who compliments her high school coach, Yundi Kyles, with her development as a basketball player.
Well, she just pushed us harder to, like, because, like, a lot of people on the team, like, she helped us find, like, I don't know how to explain it, like, who that we could.
And ladies, thanks for joining us on Lakeshore Sports 219. Again, the Circle of Men All-Star Basketball game tomorrow at Calumet High School. That's it for now. We'll catch you next time on Lakeshore Sports 219.